You're listening to episode number 1881 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Tuesday, January 5th, 2021. Are you ready for some random facts for today?
I'm always ready for random facts.
All right, here we go. Today's random facts. Julianne Moore won the Oscar for Best Actress in the movie Still Alice in 2015. It was directed by a guy named...
Oh, that's supposed to be awesome.
Wash West, the guy who directed it. And he got his start by directing gay porn.
Holy jeepers.
I can't say the name of the film that was one of the films that he directed, but it had something to do with Dr. Jerk and something, Mr. Something. There you go. Julianne Moore. Worked for a guy who did gay porn.
I need to see it. I wish you would get to direct this movie.
I know.
I saw this one film. Great content. Great content. Good plot. Let's get him.
Johnny Cash's birth name was not Johnny. In fact... he didn't have any first name. His parents gave him the initials J.R. because they couldn't think of a name.
Oh, gosh.
When he enlisted in the Air Force, they said he needed a name, so he picked John. That's crazy. Midnight Train to Georgia. I knew this one. Was originally called Midnight Plane to Houston because the songwriter was talking with Farrah Fawcett, and she said she was taking a midnight plane to Houston to see her family. Now, I'd never heard the Farrah Fawcett part,
I think that's bunk.
And I'm trying to think, Midnight Train to Georgia came out. Farrah Fawcett was just a youngin'. She wasn't even doing Clairol commercials then. She wasn't she could have been doing the Partridge Family. She did the Partridge. She did an episode of the Partridge Family.
Oh, yeah. Just an episode.
Yeah,
oh, that's
just
right.
It was like
just
a little model thing. It was just like a little woman.
But, And what did you always want to be when you grew up?
Houston. Charlie's Angel or Charlie? Wait, I'm lost. What did I want to be? The Partridge Family?
To be an angel, yes.
Yeah, I wanted to be an angel.
No, it was Gladys Knight and the...
Oh, I always wanted to be a Pip. Thank you. I didn't get that for a minute. I still want to be
You're
a
stuck
Pip.
On the angels.
I am. I'm stuck on Farrah Fawcett. It is time for this edition of the Who Cares News. What you got?
Well, it looks like Kate Beckinsale needs to step aside.
Uh-oh. What?
Your girl, Kate.
No, nobody puts Kate in the corner. That's my thing. Nobody puts Kate Beckinsale in the corner.
Except for you. That's another story.
That's another story. Can't talk about that. No.
And your list of women.
Yeah, I got them.
There's another cougar in town.
Oh, no, there can't be. Kate owns that.
You've had a crush on Olivia Wilde for I don't know how long.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Olivia Wilde.
How old is she?
36. Then she got hooked up with that Sudeikis guy.
Oh,
then I didn't like her anymore.
And then she had baby.
And then
she
ruined her.
Well,
he spoiled her. She's a cougar?
Harry Styles.
No. Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah. Boy toy.
He's like 10 years younger, and he likes to wear dresses. What's the deal? He does sing well.
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
Not that there's anything wrong
with it. He does sing good, yes.
He sings well.
He's a cutie pie.
If I was your English teacher, I'd tell you he doesn't sing good.
Oh.
He sings well.
He sings well.
He sings well.
They were seen holding hands at a friend's wedding. First off, COVID. Come on.
Yeah. What was this?
Yeah.
Wedding? You don't go to weddings.
You're at a wedding over the weekend in Montecito.
You go to Zoom weddings. You don't go to a wedding.
Well, this is a wedding in Montecito.
Best wishes. Cheers, clink.
Germs.
No, you do it virtually. Best wishes.
I haven't done
it. Did you get my Amazon gift card? You can't take that back. So they were at a wedding.
Yes.
But not theirs.
They were at a wedding holding hands.
She's got kids. For the sake of the kids. She's got little kids. What's she doing hanging out with guys that are young enough to be their big brother?
One day those kids will get older and they'll find out that she was hanging out with Harry Styles. And they'll be going, yo, mom,
is anybody,
look at you.
You know, I'm probably going to get shot for this. Is anybody going to care about Harry Styles in another 20 years? I mean, come on.
Well, is anyone going to... Will they care about her in 20
years? Send your cards and letters to Morgan. not to me, but to Morgan. Dude.
They worked together on the film, Don't Worry, Darling. So Harry starred in, and Olivia directed and co-starred.
Okay, all right.
Now, apparently,
yeah,
James Corden was instrumental in helping the pair keep... James, come on. That's I had to stop for that. He helped the pair keep their relationship a secret.
Why is that?
Well, Harry's he's BFFs with James.
Oh, yeah, those and Brits got to stick together.
He let Harry crash at his place in Palm Springs... And that's where the film was being shot.
Oh.
And Harry did guest host for James a lot.
Oh.
Yes.
So, yeah, you go right ahead, Harry. Use my pad. Have a good time. I wonder if James knew that he was stooping Olivia Wilde.
There was,
that's what
well,
I want
there
to
was
know.
Plenty of time for canoodling.
I'm sure there
not
was.
Not between James and Harry.
No,
between
no.
Harry and Olivia.
James was back here. He was shooting a show. He was in Hollywood.
So the folks at Disney can't be glad about the latest news. The Mandalorian series, which I still have not started.
See, that's got to be on your page of things to see.
It is.
That's got to be on the page.
Yes.
Because I hear, I've seen one episode, I already know what the name of the Baby Yoda is, I almost know the whole damn story, and I haven't seen but one episode, and there's three seasons to watch. So I've got to get on that. I've got to get on that.
It's the most pirated show of 2020.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Pirated.
Yeah.
It's like it doesn't cost you anything to watch it. Really?
Well,
$7.
The title used to be held by Game of Thrones.
Okay. But Game of Thrones, there's a ton of episodes of Game of Thrones.
Well, The Mandalorian is also Disney Plus's biggest hit show.
Oh, yeah, of course. By far.
So in second place.
Oh, there's a second place.
There is a second place.
For most pirated.
Uh-huh.
Yes? What is that?
It's on Amazon. It's called The Boys.
The Boys.
Third place is on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've watched this, Westworld.
Oh, yeah. Love Westworld.
That's too freaky for me.
No, that's a great show. Lots of boobs. I like that, too.
Oh, well, that's why you like it.
Lots of boobs.
Boob world.
Yeah, and butts. And guys' butts, too.
Oh, gosh.
You know, if you like the butts of the guys, because they're just, you know, they're like humans that are robots.
With butts, you see that in someone wearing a thong bikini.
Really? I don't know if that's true. You should watch some Westworld.
Oh.
There's some bare bottoms.
I know, but if someone's wearing a thong bikini,
actually, on Westworld, I think there's some full frontal. I think I've seen a guy's, you know, bits and pieces before.
Wow.
Yeah, Westworld.
Huh. I think I heard that one too.
But I think you can watch that on HBO Max. So if you've got the Max, because you got HBO Max, if you got HBO, because they don't charge you extra for the Max if you already are an HBO subscriber. Did you know that?
I did not.
Because if you didn't know that, go sign your butt up for HBO Max because it doesn't cost you anything. It's not like the Discovery Plus.
Oh, jeez.
It's not like it. You know who could buy this is Halle Berry. She could buy this for us, and then we'd just be no pirating needed. All right, Dan. Well, with that, we've overstayed our welcome.
As always.
Back with you again tomorrow morning, bright and burly, with more frivolity. Have a great day, and...
That's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.